from Louisville Public Media.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled, our weekly discussion about the news out of Frankfort. This week, teachers descended on Frankfort again to protest a handful of education and pension-related bills. And for the first time in state history, a medical marijuana bill got a vote. Time's running out on this year's legislative session. Gene West talks to Capitol reporter Rylan Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Rylan, there were sick outs this week as the teachers went back to Frankfort to protest. So what are they protesting now this time?
So I think there's kind of a general thing they're protesting, and then there's specific bills they're protesting too. Generally, I think teachers feel that the Bevin administration and the legislature has been attacking them. I think that they're broadly protesting for more education funding, and they're worried that there's going to be a bill that comes up that tinkers with teacher pension benefits. They're just kind of they're making themselves heard in Frankfort.
Yeah. Well, so, but there are some specific bills
right.
that they've talked about that they're unhappy with.
Right. So there's one bill that would reorganize the membership of the board that oversees teacher pensions. It basically makes the teachers union a little bit less powerful in nominating people to that board and spreads it out to some other people. Then there's a bill that would, specific to Louisville, would make the school superintendent more powerful in selecting school principals. And then I think probably the most controversial one, it would give tax credits to people who donate to nonprofits that award scholarships to students to go to private schools. So here's Matt Thompson. He's the superintendent of Montgomery County Public Schools. He's worried that the bill would lead to more students signing up for private schools instead of public ones, ultimately reducing funding for public schools.
We would see no reduction in teachers needed. We would see no reduction in bus routes needed. We would see no reduction in utility costs.
Basically, the amount of funding that school districts receive is tied to the number of students they have attending. If more students are attending private schools, then those public schools receive less money.
So the session is winding down right now. So where do things stand at this point?
Yeah, so here's the legislative calendar. Next week, they meet for 3 days. Then the governor gets 10 days to veto or sign any bills into law. And then the legislature has one more day to override any vetoes. That's like March 28th, later this month.
That's a tight window to get anything done,
right?
Anything passed at this point.
Yeah, so it all depends on where bills stand at this point. But then again, there's these things called free conference committees. This happens when the House and the Senate can't decide on a final version of a bill. So right now, there's this bill that would that deals with taxes and how the legislature wants to change the tax code a little bit. Teachers are worried that in this free conference committee, language from that tax credit bill dealing with private schools would end up in that tax bill, because lawmakers have really wide latitude to be able to kind of tack on whatever they want to in that free conference committee process. House Speaker David Osborne kind of tamped down any worries about that during a meeting on Thursday.
I don't think that there's a lot of sentiment for it. I know that there are a couple of people that are interested in that, but I don't know. There's not been a push for it yet.
But who knows? The political winds could certainly change by next week. Anything could happen. Republicans have supermajorities in the House and the Senate, and they certainly have a lot of latitude to be able to kind of move the process along.
Medical marijuana. Do you think it is time that we might get this bill?
Right. So this medical marijuana bill got a vote out of committee for the first time in state history. It's pretty historic. Once again, time's running out on the legislative session. But even so, just the fact that it got this vote, and who knows, might get a vote in the full House. I think that medical marijuana advocates are certainly happy with that. They feel like they might be able to come into a future legislative session and already have the ball moved down the field.
Okay. We've been talking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Rylan Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.